Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Examining Tom Brady's potential role at Birmingham City amidst Wayne Rooney work ethic, comments. Super Bowl winner sits on the Blues board hands-on when visiting the UK winning mentality but no English football experience. The NFL legend has been a minority stakeholder at St. Andrews since the summer of 2023. His first season on the Blues board ended in relegation out of the championship being suffered, with the decision to appoint Manchester United legend Rooney as manager during that campaign proving to be disastrous. Footage from that forgettable tenure features on the new Amazon Prime Video documentary, Built in Birmingham. Brady U0026 AMP, The Blues. Seven-time Super Bowl winner Brady is seen casting doubt over Rooney's ability to bring the best out of an underperforming squad. Brady is eager to be hands-on when not in the United States, but ex-EFL player-turned-pundit Don Goodman has told Compare.bet of his role in English football. What I would say is, Tom Brady brings a top-of-the-range winning mentality of what it takes as a professional sportsperson to be the best version and the most elite version of yourself. That's what he brings. He doesn't bring any tactical nous or tactical problem-solving ability. That job belongs to Chris Davis, obviously. But there is no doubt he can inspire players. I read an interview with Ethan Laird, and he speaks a lot about Tom Brady and how he's in awe of him. When you've had a career like the one Tom Brady has had, maybe that's why he felt comfortable talking about Wayne Rooney in the way that he did. But can you compare American football and soccer? I'm not so sure. For example, the distances covered by a player in both sports are so diverse, which represents a different physical and mental challenge. But what you can't take away from Tom Brady is that winning mentality and that knowledge of what kind of dedication is required to become a success and reach the very maximum of your potential, I would say. I was at Birmingham versus Wrexham last season when Rob McElhenney, Tom Brady and even David Beckham were in attendance. Ryan Reynolds couldn't make it. Nobody really cared there was a football match going on. I just think the eyes that they will bring to the championship this season can only be a positive, like it was in League One last season. Birmingham and Wrexham stepped out of League One in 2024-25 with the Blues taking the third-tier title in record-breaking style, and both have spent bid in the summer transfer window as they take aim at the Premier League. They are being tipped to figure among the championship frontrunners, but Goodman added on them becoming smaller fish in a much bigger pond. I think you've seen from both Birmingham City and Wrexham's recruitment that they have recognized how challenging and different the championship will prove to be compared to League One. And so, I don't think that the majority of clubs facing Birmingham and Wrexham will view it as a cup final, particularly the ones that are going for promotion. I don't think those sorts of teams are going to be viewing those games as cup finals. I think much of it depends on how the season progresses and on how the clubs are doing, respectively. But there's no doubt about it, the glitz and the glamour that the two clubs bring off the pitch is going to be brilliant exposure for the championship. Based on how superior Birmingham were last season and how they've more than matched Wrexham's recruitment, of the two teams, you would have to say Birmingham would probably be the ones who have a better chance of going up. I've gone from giving them no chance to saying maybe they have got a chance, and that's the danger of speculating before the transfer window shuts. Birmingham took a point from their opening game of the 2025-26 campaign, having been pegged back late on in a 1-1 draw with Ipswich, while Wrexham suffered late heartache when falling to a dramatic 2-1 defeat at Southampton. Tom Brady's potential role at Birmingham City amidst Wayne Rooney, work ethic, comments. The English Championship side, Birmingham City, has been making headlines, and not just for on-field performance. The recent investment from NFL legend Tom Brady, coupled with the subsequent departure of manager Wayne Rooney following pointed comments about player work ethic, has created a whirlwind of speculation. This article dives deep into Brady's potential influence at St. Andrews, the context surrounding Rooney's remarks, and what the future might hold for the Blues. Brady's investment, beyond just money. Tom Brady's arrival as a minority owner, alongside Shelby Companies Limited, isn't simply a financial injection. While the capital is undoubtedly welcome, Brady's reputation for meticulous preparation, relentless dedication, and a winning mentality suggests a more hands-on approach is possible. He's publicly stated his intention to be actively involved, learning the nuances of the game and contributing to the club's long-term success. But what does actively involved actually mean? Strategic input. Expect Brady to offer insights into team building, performance analysis, and potentially even scouting. His experience in a high-pressure, data-driven environment like the NFL could be invaluable. Brand building. Brady's global recognition instantly elevates Birmingham City's profile, attracting potential sponsors and fans worldwide. Cultural shift. Perhaps the most significant impact could be a shift in the club's culture, emphasizing discipline, professionalism, and a relentless pursuit of excellence. Networking. Brady's extensive network could open doors to partnerships and collaborations that Birmingham City wouldn't have previously had access to. The Rooney fallout. Work ethic and expectations. Wayne Rooney's short tenure at Birmingham City ended abruptly after a disappointing run of results. Crucially, his post-match comments following a defeat to Leeds United, where he questioned the players' work ethic and commitment, proved to be a turning point. While criticism is part of management, Rooney's public rebuke appeared to fracture the dressing room and ultimately led to his dismissal. The core of the issue seems to be a disconnect between Rooney's expectations and the reality of the championship. He clearly sought a higher level of intensity and dedication from his players, a standard perhaps influenced by his own legendary career. However, the championship is a notoriously competitive league, and a lack of consistent effort can quickly lead to setbacks. Analyzing the player response and championship realities, Rooney's comments sparked debate about the current state of professional football and the perceived decline in work ethic among some players. While generalizations are dangerous, it's undeniable that the modern game demands a different skill set and mindset. Players are often highly specialized, and the physical demands are immense. The championship, in particular, is a grueling league. The sheer number of games, combined with the physical nature of the play, requires players to be incredibly resilient. A lack of consistent effort, as Rooney pointed out, can quickly expose weaknesses and lead to poor results. The league is also known for its tactical flexibility and the importance of team cohesion. Championship key attribute: Brady's potential impact, physical endurance, tactical adaptability, data-driven performance analysis, team cohesion, mental fortitude. What's next for Birmingham City? The immediate priority is finding a suitable replacement for Wayne Rooney. The new manager will need to quickly assess the squad, address the issues highlighted by Rooney, and instill a sense of belief and purpose. Brady's influence will likely be felt in the recruitment process, with a focus on players who possess the desired work ethic and character. Potential managerial profiles: experienced championship manager. Someone with a proven track record of success in the league, capable of stabilizing the team and building a competitive squad. Up-and-coming coach. A younger, ambitious manager with fresh ideas and a willingness to embrace new approaches. Data-driven tactician. A manager who utilizes data analytics to inform their decision-making and optimize player performance. The Brady effect. Long-term vision. Tom Brady's long-term vision for Birmingham City appears to be ambitious. He's not simply looking to stabilize the club. He wants to transform it into a sustainable, competitive force. This will require a holistic approach, encompassing everything from player development and scouting to fan engagement and commercial partnerships. The success of this venture will depend on several factors, including the ability to attract and retain talented players, build a strong coaching staff, and foster a positive club culture. Brady's involvement could be a game changer, but it's important to remember that success in football is never guaranteed. The championship is a notoriously unpredictable league, and Birmingham City faces a significant challenge in its quest to climb the table. Benefits of a Brady-influenced culture: increased player accountability, improved training methodologies, enhanced performance analysis, stronger team cohesion, greater commercial opportunities. Ultimately, Tom Brady's role at Birmingham City is still evolving. His investment represents a significant opportunity for the club, but it's crucial to manage expectations and recognize the challenges that lie ahead. The departure of Wayne Rooney serves as a stark reminder of the pressures and complexities of managing in the Championship. The coming months will be pivotal in determining whether Brady can translate his success from the NFL to the world of English football.